Let's talk about Miami Vice Season 1, Episode One-Eyed Jack. Now, the reason we're skipping ahead, this is not the next episode after Episode 2, is because we're looking for particular guest performances. This is not exactly a guest performance. It's called out in all the stuff I read because even though Edward James Olmos technically appears in the episode before this, he appears very briefly. And in this episode, he cements himself as the new head of the department. So there's events that we didn't see where the previous head is, loses his job. And now Edward James Olmos, very much Blade Runner era Edward James Olmos, becomes the very not talking a lot head of the department who he's you know, not sure that he gets along with the folks, particularly Crockett and Tubbs.
He's a by the books, a rule inside the lines. He, like, even his mustache is inside the lines. I mean, it's
literally.
But also he's a good cop because during this episode he said, you know, he's the one who busts him saying like, hey man, it's obvious this ain't no crooked cop. By the way, who's the slimy internal affairs guy? I've seen him in a million things.
He is Nick from Cheers, Carla's ex-husband, Nick Tortelli.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I think I've seen him in some other stuff as well, but yeah, no.
He's been in a bunch of other things.
He definitely creeps around like a troll. Anybody watching along with us on this stuff, please do yourself the favor of watching it on the biggest screen you possibly can so you can see all the strangest little flaws. In an era where...
The rain. Are we going to talk about the rain?
Yes.
The rain. I'm glad you guys noticed that too.
On Tubbs. There's so many inconsistencies. So the first opening scene, if you're wondering whether this is about gambling, picture a big fat guy with a big sign on his desk that says, bet it all, and five phones.
A big dollar sign, like eight white cats. This is the most evil guy.
What do you mean I do gambling? I don't do gambling. What makes you think of that?
I run books.
And he says, okay, we'll put the bet on those guys. And then he hangs up, and then the other phone rings, and he answers the phone by saying, no, the other team. Like, there's not enough time for a human to say anything.
Not to mention, he doesn't write any of this down anywhere.
And he's like telling people they're making poor decisions, like, which I imagine a bookie normally doesn't do. I don't know. I haven't placed that many bets.
Then cut to Tubbs in a hodgepodge of boy, what a frustrating production day that must have been for them, because sometimes there's rain on his jacket, sometimes there's not.
It's definitely just started raining, and you see the drops.
There's like two spots, then there's 12, then there's none,
and then it's clean in all of the other shots. Well, why didn't they redo that? Oh,
but then my favorite is they go into the action set piece where it's very clearly a whole bunch of stunt work. And at one point, they're just destroying the office all around.
It's a restaurant.
At a restaurant, but this is upstairs in the office.
Right.
And so then it cuts to a shot where everybody is just eating in the restaurant, and there's one stunt guy at the salad bar just frozen there. Very clearly his direction was, don't react until they tumble all the way down the stairs. So as all this noise is happening, this guy's just standing there. They tumble down the stairs, and only when they get into his field of view, he goes, oh, and then waits to get clobbered.
I also noticed a woman sitting at one of the tables go, these people are like beating the crap out of each other. Like, well, I guess they should react.
This big, like, drunken fight, this like really sloppy, just like literally throwing hands at each other, not really.
Hey man, it's breakaway Miami.
Tables just, left happens, and right.
Happens all the time. And people, they've seen it all. This cafe in Miami.
On top of that, there's a few things that I really noticed, not the least of which is when I think back to, what was this, 84 or so?
Yeah.
84, three different channels, if you don't have cable. They did some bold stuff, like, for example, linger for 10 full seconds on "That's a butt." And now let me just pan down these legs mm-hmm. on primetime television. Oh, here's another butt. Show
a butt.
A butt.
That we're not allowed
to. And cockfighting.
Just real cockfighting. Where the cocks are pecking out each other's eyes. Like, there's no message at the end of this that says no animals were harmed during the filming of this episode.
But yeah.
I mean, this one isn't quite as egregious as these other two, but Gina comes out of Crockett's boat, and I'm expecting Tubbs to make a like, whoa, and he's like, oh, hey, Gina.
I assume that was established in some of the episodes that we missed or whatever.
Right, right. Yeah. And that's another point. With a couple of exceptions like that and Castillo's character, I didn't feel like I missed any episodes, really.
Mm-mm. Yes, same here. Props to Dennis Farina, cousin Avi from Snatch.
Oh, from Snatch. Yeah.
And I think we might see him this week, too.
Because he gets away. He gets away at the end. Also, props to the token casting of two women as Forest Service people, confused by the alligator.
With the alligator, yeah. And our comic relief scene. Hey, you can't take my alligator.
That scene, for me, as it was unfolding in my head, I was, okay, there are two ways that the scene ends. They either have a very convenient way to get rid of having to film a live alligator every week, or they are really hoping that this is Poochie for the show is having an alligator. And they went with the second one.
Also,
he feeds him kibbles and bits. Did you notice that?
Yep. And just throws the bag at him. He gets the body. Another thing I noticed, and
he's Poochie.
This is one of the things that I kind of enjoy. We talked a little bit ago about, when The Wire went to a widescreen, all the thought that went into reframing all of those shots. It's kind of neat to see them working within the constraints of 4:3. One of those shots, if you scroll through, Bryce, you'll be able to see the face and a face in the background, and it's so awkward and intense that the next line Edward James almost says is, "Don't ever put your face that close to mine again." But that's
what
a
do you
great
think
shot.
This is 4:3 safe shooting,
right? Exactly.
I thought the soundtrack for this, we've remarked on, the popular music being used, but the soundtrack on this one was full of hits, like New Girl Now, Honeymoon Suite. I haven't heard that in a minute. You got Eric Clapton in there, Pointer Sisters, like, yeah.
Also, props to the breakdancing skills of Tubbs.
Oh yeah.
This is a thread I'm going to kind of keep an eye on, but I know that you have to kind of do some amount of this with the story of the week, police procedural, but it's very strange. I can see the code in the Matrix of, we're going to introduce a character and they will die at the end of the episode, end of sentence. Like, that is the rule.
But also, this other character may or may not get arrested or die.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's maybe just that's the episodes that we've picked where they kind of end like that. But
by the way, the end of this episode, the slimy dude gets shot. The innocent dude gets put in handcuffs and taken off. And the dude who just committed a murder, they're all like, oh, man, why'd you do that? Come on.
That ain't cool.
They don't put him in cuffs or nothing.
Oh, man. So good. All right. Any other thoughts on Miami Vice, One-Eyed Jack?
No, but I am increasingly optimistic about this watch. I'm still having a lot of fun.
Our next episode will be the very next episode in sequence, called No Exit, starring Bruce Willis as the guest star, who I don't know where he was in Moonlighting relationship. To this,
he was probably just he probably had, you know, that Hollywood heat right around this time. They were probably working on moonlighting and
this is testing 84, him out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So yeah, moonlighting comes along in 85. So there you go.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. That is Miami Vice episode 6 and/or 7. One-Eyed Jack. And that will wrap it up for us today. Thanks, everybody, for supporting us at patreon.com/cordkillers. You get Spoiler in Time early and often if you're a patron, along with After Talk and a bunch of other perks. So go check that out if you haven't already. Next week, as I mentioned, Miami Vice, No Exit, Squid Game 104, and Silence of the Lambs. After our Hannibal rewatch earlier this year, we're going to see the other Hannibal. I can't even remember his name because he's not the one we watched on TV. No, it's Silence of the Lambs, of course, Miami Vice 107, No Exit, and Squid Game 104. We will spoil you then.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.